Making the best of small talk. Small talk is defined by the Merriam-Webster's dictionary as informal, friendly conversation about unimportant subjects. People use it to initiate conversation or as a greeting and don't expect detailed answers. However, when using small talk, there are several things to consider. People may have negative reactions to small talk because they consider it superficial or find it intrusive. Many small talk questions, for example, "How's your day going?" "What's new?" or "Nice day, isn't it?" are somewhat formulaic. Because these kinds of questions are standard, fixed, or unoriginal, people often don't really listen to the responses. They can usually predict the answer. Some people also find small talk intrusive. If they are thinking about something important, the inconsequential, unimportant questions interrupt their thoughts. Another problem with small talk is that what is appropriate varies from culture to culture. Cultures with more formal rules for communication and a strong emphasis on social hierarchy may consider it inappropriate or rude to engage in casual conversation with superiors. Similarly, some cultures consider it inappropriate to initiate small talk or share personal information with strangers. Different cultures may also have different expectations on how to answer small talk questions. For example, people from some cultures, when asked, "How are you?" may begin a detailed description of how they feel and are confused when the questioner walks away. Yet another difference across cultures is whether it is appropriate to share personal opinions. For example, the speaker may say, "Wasn't that speech last night great?" When others disagree, it puts them in an awkward position. They are uncomfortable expressing a conflicting point of view. Some level of small talk is an important part of communication in the United States. But because of differences in attitudes among individuals and differences in expectations across cultures, people need to be aware of ways to address issues that might occur. One way to address the negative perceptions of small talk is to use it as an opener, but then go beyond it, using strategies that will result in more meaningful exchanges. New acquaintances often use small talk to learn basic facts about each other, but then they can probe deeper with additional questions. For example, they follow up questions such as, "What do you do?" with ones like, "How long have you been doing that job?" and "What attracted you to that job?" Friends, family members, and old acquaintances can use small talk to catch up when they haven't seen each other for some time. To move beyond the superficial, the questioner can again ask follow-up questions related to the initial response. For the question, "What have you been doing lately?" a possible follow-up to the response might be something like, "How long have you been doing that?" In summary, small talk can have negative results. To make the best of it, people who initiate small talk need to be able to judge a person's attitude about it. In addition, they need to be aware of which small talk topics are acceptable and which are taboo in different cultures. Finally, they should be able to adjust their own small talk behavior.